everybody. Welcome to the Fresh and Fit Podcast. I'm your host, James Abrams, your co-host over here, my boy Chad in the building. We got a special guest. Chad, would you introduce this guest? Because he's a runner, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That ain't really my speed. That ain't really my speed right there.
Well, man, it's all good, bro. You don't really look like a runner.
That's cool.
You look like you would probably jump a runner.
Maybe jump with the runners.
You know jump with the runners.
Catch a runner first, though.
Yeah, you got to be the catcher runner.
My guy, Jake, for those of you that don't know Jake as Jake, you might know him as Lil Nasty.
Yes, sir.
Jake.
How you doing?
Welcome to the show, brother.
Which one is it? Right here, right here?
Glad to be here.
Right here?
Four, yeah. Yeah, applause.
You know, yeah, all right.
Our COVID-friendly studio audience.
Yeah, facts over there.
Again, nobody's bringing you a better
podcast. Nobody.
On a cheaper budget than us. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Make sure you guys are tell your friends about the show.
Fresh and Fit.
Yeah, Fresh and Fit Podcast. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. We're there. Really quick, guys, send a special shout out to my mom. My mom's having her fourth hip surgery today. You know what I'm saying? They put a spacer in there to clean out some stuff, but she'll be good. Bounce back 8 weeks. I've told my mom that I'm going to take her out on the beach when she gets back walking. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to her bouncing back.
Just don't take her to Edgewater, bro.
No, we're going to Virginia Beach.
Oh,
Virginia Beach. Beach.
Yeah, because she likes Virginia Beach because that's where I went to school at, you know, going to Hampton. So she's to get a chance to come down there and, like, hang out. So, you know, she might become a runner, you know what I'm saying? With these new hips and knees, she might become bionic woman.
Watch out.
Bionic woman, you know what I'm saying? I might have to put her to the test, make her run a couple miles, you know
bionic
what I'm saying?
Bionic hip.
Yeah.
Well, I accept her too at the
room. Yeah, you accept? Okay, perfect.
Accept everybody.
Perfect. I like that.
So for our viewers, I apologize for our listeners. You don't really appreciate, can't really appreciate the setup being slightly different. No, you are not looking at a flipped image. We are actually sitting on opposite sides of the table. James, would you like to maybe share with the folks why
I don't think I really got to share too much. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I got to share too much. You see it. I'm tatted up. Yeah, so I got a new tattoo this weekend. Bro, never let me go get a tattoo without numbing cream. Never let me do that.
I've never done it.
Bro, I'm sitting up there for 5 hours in agonizing pain. I'm sitting there talking to the dude. I'm like, yeah. Whoo, ha, ha, ha. We got about 3 hours in. I'm like, bro, I need to take a break. He said, cool, go ahead, take a break. You know what I'm saying? You good? I'm like, I came back out. I used the bathroom, do whatever. I said, hey, man, you okay? You sure you good? He's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm great. I'm like, you sure? Your hands ain't cramping or nothing? You're tired? No, I'm trying to get an escape for myself. But he's like, yeah, I'm great. I'm fine. I'm like, God damn, come on. And then, bro, but this little piece right here, this elbow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That elbow, bro.
I don't care.
Oh,
I don't care
no
how much you
there.
None.
Bro. You could deadlift, bench. What's the third one? Squat.
Squat.
Back squat as much as you want.
Squats.
That's different, bro. You're right. That's different.
It's different.
That's a different type of.
Bro, I was sitting there hurting. Shout out to my tattoo artist at JWork. Phenomenal artist, man. Does great stuff. Yeah. Very professional. I'm so glad because these tattoo artists are not professional these days. There's very few of them you can book an appointment with. They call my phone. Come through. I only do walk-ins only. Blah, blah. Who got time for that? Who got time for that? Listen, man. I live a very regimented life. I have a structured schedule. I need to be able to book an appointment. Even if it's a month or two out, I'm fine with that.
Just so you know
but
it's
let
there.
Me, yeah, let me book an appointment, bro.
So what was the setup like?
Oh, man, it's a beautiful setup. I could tell he's a comic book guy, too, which made it even cooler, too. He had an Xbox in there, cool table and stuff. Man, big table in the middle. It kind of had like an apartment vibe. Like a lofty apartment. Like a loft apartment vibe.
Like a friend's house.
Yeah. He's coming and just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Besides him inflicting massive pain on me, I really had a good time in there.
Hey, you gotta set the mood because what he's about to do, you're about to pay a hefty price for him to inflict pain on you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So you gotta, you know, where else do we do that? Where else do we pay people?
Running.
Right. Personal trainers. That's personal trainer.
Okay.
People pay me to inflict pain
on
them.
So this is a little bit of maybe like the world giving you back what you for so many years.
Yeah, I've left many people sore and in pain for days at a time, so I understand. So
both instances, you look good afterwards, too.
Both instances.
Tattoo and personal trainer.
Thank you, bro.
Yep.
It's all good. It's all good.
You don't got to do that to him, bro.
It's true.
He already figured it out.
Just speaking truth.
Hey, man, it's good to see you, though, bro.
Me too,
see you too, man.
And double, tell pound, you, man. Double pound, we already pounded earlier, but it's cool.
I mean, did we?
Yeah.
But why did you say double pound?
Because we pounded earlier.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. Did we?
We, but don't say pounded, bro. There's better ways to.
What express, am I supposed to say?
Say we acknowledge each other.
We fisted each other. Man. What's what you want me to say?
We acknowledge each other.
Oh, I kind of like this. I get to slit you in your
this
damn
is,
eyes.
This is officially become another episode that my mother would not be proud of.
Oh my God, we didn't cut this time. You lock in with the. You're focused on the camera. You you're booming.
Yeah, man. Hey, so I'm happy. I'm happy that we got my man here.
I'm happy to be here.
I gotta tell you, the first time I met this dude, I thought he was absolutely insane, borderline ridiculous. So, Wrong with the Winners, who is, I don't know, they've been around for a number of years. I did a glow in the dark run with them downtown Cleveland.
That sounds so fun.
It was.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we're downtown Cleveland on the near west side. We're warming up. And this dude, I don't know what you had on.
Oh,
this
dude looked flashy.
This dude looked like he was about to show up to play to pick up basketball game in like 2005.
Big
man. Yeah, I said, yo, this dude, what? But I respected it. He came in and Steph Floss was like, yeah, man, Lil Nasty just ran here, and we didn't really okay. Whatever. They know he just ran here from Painesville, Ohio.
Painesville, 29 miles away.
So this dude ran from Painesville and then ran with us.
So question. To do a 5K.
So hold on. Understandable. Yeah, how'd you get home?
Oh, I get a ride every time.
Oh, okay.
I get chauffeured around. Okay. Shout out to my parents who like to pick me up. Okay. They don't leave me stranded.
Yeah, sweet.
So okay, again, those of you that don't know, this running journey that you have has gone on for quite some time.
2,793 days to be exact.
Sheesh.
Got it right here on the little paper. I keep it with me all times. So I refreshed the paper so there was all scribbles all over. I didn't have to look all over. Refreshed the numbers. All
right. I got some non-traditional questions. You ran every day, right?
Every day, yep.
So what if you had to go to the bathroom really bad one day and it just wasn't a day to run?
Well,
how did you work around that? Even just the stuff that...
You run anyway.
Yeah.
And you hope your course is close enough to where you can make it back to the bathroom. And if it's not, you jump the guardrail and do what you got to do and hope there's big enough leaves to clean yourself afterwards.
Oh, man.
And if there's not...
Respect.
You get rid of those boxes afterwards.
Yeah, and respect. And finish the run. Respect.
How many shoes have you... Running shoes you think you've gone through?
Not as many as you think. I'm cheap and don't like to buy them. And the only shoes I really get are donated to me. So probably... 10 pairs of shoes over the entire street.
Wow.
On my first pair, I put 3,000 miles on them. And I don't recommend that to anybody.
Yeah. Wow.
But 3,000 miles, I still have them. They're going to go in the Hall of Fame when I'm famous one day for running. The Runner's World's Hall of Fame.
That's insane, bro.
Why do they people call you Little Nasty?
Okay, so that's not even runner related. That goes back to my baseball days.
Okay.
So at 13 years old, I got selected for the United States 13 and under team.
Okay,
and sweet. So I was going to Australia to play baseball, and I had the nastiest curveball and the nastiest knuckleball, and it came from one of the parents. They just called me that little guy. He's a little nasty. And so it came from the parents. The parents were calling me that.
Little nasty.
Starting at 13 years old, yeah.
Okay.
And it was baseball related. I was supposed to go places till I had shoulder surgery.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Injuries, man, are such a thing, bro. Yeah,
but it set me on the path of running.
Yeah.
So if I'd have gone the route of baseball, I was a person that was better than everybody, always better than everybody. I would not have given anybody the time of day.
Mm.
So I had to go through my struggles to get where I'm at now to be able to help other people.
Mm.
So I could be famous in the dick, or I could be where I'm at now and be willing to help people get past their struggles.
I think that's powerful, because I think that most people who are good people, who give a lot, who are like spiritual or whatever, they tend to have, for lack of better words, they tend to have an experience.
A moment of enlightenment
that kind of happened, whether it was a good or bad experience, whatever it is, how they responded to that experience and how they became a light into the world. You know what I'm saying? Like me personally, like, I don't know if I've shared this story before, but like, I grew up in a violent household. My dad actually shot my brother in the chest. Like, I grew up in a crazy house. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Crazy house. So abusive, whatever. But that made me just want to pour into people and give them positivity, because I heard nothing but negativity all the time. And so, like, it's a struggle for me to beat that. But like, I get so much joy from being a personal trainer and speaking into people and watching them grow and become better. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Because I went through that craziness. And you saying that how you would have been, you probably dead on. Because a lot of times, money doesn't change people.
No. Nope.
It just pays the light bill so you can see who they really are.
Yep, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So you would have been, you might have been crazy.
Oh, man. Third time.
Do it, bro.
Hey, that was a double entendre for our audience. Mm-hmm. That was good, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, money definitely, it enhances the lack of money and the overabundance of money. Can
enhance your problems.
Yeah, enhance your problems, your deficiency, your whatever, like your vices, especially that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, and we're like in a day and time where we're like going after money is like always in your face. It seems like that.
Well, it's like that because of the Instagrams and all that stuff. It's always in your face, the social media and stuff. Like when people, it purpose, like, I think how it's set up is like it's geared to make you feel down, and it's geared to push capitalism and push things, right?
100% push capitalism.
I really feel like, and y'all said this before, like I said, I could live in Brazil with a pineapple business and be cool and be chilling, like, and not have to worry about these material things. But because I live in America, like, I'm forced to be more materialistic.
Yeah. I like to tell people I would be a shaman sitting outside of some city where you just go talk to that person for advice. Mm. And I'd do nothing but smoke all day.
Yeah.
That's it. And there are people that do that, and they are revered in other countries. But because we're here in America, they don't prosper for money or capitalism. You know,
they're not revered, but even though they possess something that's more valuable than money, which is knowledge.
Exactly.
You know, so
they might reach into another dimension. We don't even know where some of them get it.
Yes. Yeah, speaking of another dimension, I really want to do it. I know it sounds crazy. I want to try DMT.
Oh, that does not sound crazy at all. There are so many scientists and doctors that are all for it. There's so much studies on it that it is actually good for you to open up the reality to other dimensions.
I want to go to a rainforest with the shaman. Like, yeah. He's speaking shaman. Go to like a rainforest, like have like a week, 2 week journey in the middle of like nowhere, and just like take DMT, experience that, what I'm supposed to experience, and then come back.
So I have a buddy on Instagram, shout out to Walking Stick. He's gone to a tribe and had the toad, where you take toad venom, and the whole tribe is there for you for that experience. So that whole tribe is there helping you through your experience.
Yeah. Toad venom. What does it do to the body?
Oh man, you'd have to experience it yourself.
Do you know if it's like euphoric or is it
supposed to be euphoric?
So you said DMT.
DMT.
You can look his experience up. He's got it captured on shirts and everything. He says it helps him live in that moment forever. But you can look them up on YouTube.
I imagine it feels like being in a tie-dye t-shirt. I imagine that's what it feels like. You're inside. Instead of you wearing a t-shirt, you're in the tie-dye t-shirt. I imagine that's what the DMT experience probably feels like.
Are you guys pro tie-dye?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Sure. Come on.
My mom was just rocking some tie-dye. She was all excited about her tie-dye Converse and her tie-dye shirt. And she's not even a hippie.
So, okay, I got to ask this question then. Because tie-dye had a run, stopped, and then had a resurgence.
I think it's back. I think tie-dye is back.
Right. Were you guys a part of the resurgence, or did you? Were you loyal?
Always.
To, okay.
Always.
So, I'm part of the resurgence.
Okay.
I was away.
I think it's because I'm young enough, though.
Yeah.
I don't know how old you guys are.
How old are you?
I'm
36.
I'm 32, so I'm a little younger.
I'm 33.
Okay. Yeah. We're all in the same boat then.
Yeah.
Except for me, I'm a little OG around here.
Old-ish.
Old-ish. Yeah, I'm old. I be hurting and stuff. Oh, man.
Hey.
I can't, bro. I just gave up.
This is 14 years, so it's taking me forever.
So you cut that and it's not coming back anytime soon. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. If I cut this off, it's gone. It's gone.
Yeah, I don't even. I'm just tired of even playing that game. You know, I gave up on my beer and I gave up on jerk chicken.
Oh, you gave up on jerk chicken.
As much as I love jerk chicken, I'm tired of sweating to eat. I don't want to sweat to eat, and I don't want to have to go to the bathroom and be nervous to poop because I ate some spicy food. I'm let it go. I said certain things, you just got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Yeah, know when to hold. I got to say this though, bro. With John, this might be the second time I've shouted him out on the show.
The food is good.
Golly. The food is good. You jerk. Just around the corner from here. 9th and Euclid.
Euclid, yep.
You jerk. You will sweat.
If you get the jerk. So you don't have to get the jerk sauce. You can get another type of sauce. The other, like the, I think it's like an Asian sauce. Now that sauce is.
That's crap. What I had on the fries.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that like a teriyaki?
Oh, it's something kind of
like an Asian chili.
Chili, yeah.
Like a sweet spicy?
Yeah, the sweet spicy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, that one's good.
You're going to have a napkin for the mess you're going to make, and you're going to have a napkin for your sweat.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the spicy chili one is not that bad. But the jerk,
you were like,
the jerk was burning my mouth out. I was definitely.
You were melting, bro.
I don't do hot anymore with my running.
I can't do it. I'm not doing it. I'm over.
That set up a bad situation for you.
That's some of those ones we were talking about after eating some hot foods. But I can eat Taco Bell or any fast food really and go run. But you give me something too spicy.
So what inspired this running streak? Because that's not normal.
No.
It's not normal. You know what I'm saying? So it had to be something prolific to make you want to do this.
Well, that's back to turning negatives into positives. So I was in a real bad spiral of depression after finding out I wasn't going to college with a scholarship to play baseball. Couldn't afford it on my own. And then my buddy was murdered. One of my best friends murdered. And he used to see me all the time on my long runs. 2, 3, 4 times in the same run. Mm. Every time, head hanging out the window. Jake, hey, I know that guy. So excited to see me. And so 3 days after he passed, I was just like, man, I want to keep that memory alive.
Yeah.
And so I started running for him.
Okay.
And then every time I saw a white car, I just got excited a little bit, you know, kept it going. And I wanted to keep pushing it. So I told myself, get to 100 days and see where you're at then. And so we took a trip to Florida, and I was running past a cement wall, and I realized now it was my shadow reflected, but I had this long-ass conversation with him about how this was my purpose in life, and if I just stayed this path, I'm going to help so many people.
Wow.
And so because of losing him, I was able to make a positive out of it.
Right.
July 29th, 2013, 3 days after he was taken from me, that's when I started, and I haven't missed a day since.
And what's so impressive about it is that, and I don't know if I really fully appreciate this, within that time frame, like, stuff happens, right? That even if we have a goal, you know, and we set our mind to completing something, whether it's a catastrophe, something out of your control, a death in the family, an illness, this stuff happens that would have given you a legitimate reason to say, you know what, today I'm going to
take off.
Yeah.
Probably been through all of those things too.
I would imagine. Yeah.
Thought 8 years, right?
Just about. So we're at like 7 3/4. July 29th will be 8 years.
Okay.
So, and that'll be in the middle of my cross country run. Like, so I'll be halfway across the country when that happens.
So you're beginning and starting where?
Boston, Massachusetts at the beginning of Route 20 and finishing in Newport, Oregon at the end of Route 20. 3,365 miles, a continuous road through U.S.
And those are both very storied areas.
That's definitely Big Daddy.
Little Nasty taking off.
Sounds like a shirt, bro.
You might have to change your name to Big Daddy. After you make that run.
Make it just Big Nasty.
Big Nasty. You ain't Little Nasty, but Nasty now.
Yeah, take it over. You might be onto something there.
And Big Nasty.
Upgrade the name.
Yeah.
And when do you start that?
June 20th. I'm pretty sure the Run with the Winners are running the Hood Coast in Oregon. And I believe they finished the 28th, and they're meeting me the day after. So if I'm right on that day, I'm planning 70 days. I believe that's June 20th. That we're going to start the run.
Okay.
So I probably leave here like the 18th or 19th to run out, to drive out to Boston and then start from there.
Now, do you have sponsors? Anybody that helps you with this stuff?
Anybody that wants to help out can help out. I do have my buddy, Smile Loud. Shout out to Mike Breeden, a.k.a. King Chill, who has sponsored me a little bit.
Okay.
But nobody officially has taken me on yet.
Really?
I'm looking for anybody that wants to help out. I got a fundraiser going on PayPal right now. Trying to raise $7,000 because I don't think people realize how much gas money is going to be driving our camper to haul, you know, my crew and everything. And we have to do 3,365 miles twice. So we have to get to and come back. Yeah,
Fresh and Fit to do something to help that.
We'll definitely sponsor that.
I was about to say, we just need to get the word out, bro. Because this is crazy.
And then if you got a decal or something that I throw up on the camper, I can shout you guys out all the time. We'll get that done.
You just take that TV, bro.
Just run with it.
We're on a budget. Just wrap that joint up. Nobody's bringing you a...
Nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Then we'll have to fill that space with something.
Something else. A paint or something.
A paint. Do you know anybody who paints?
A little bit. Okay. Yeah. So the one thing about speaking, turning negatives and positive, the one cool thing I've had since my mom has been in the hospital, she's been there for about a week now, is I've had more time to talk to her. And I'll get lessons. Like you think you know your parents, but you really don't. It's so many intricacies and things that they've gone through that they can talk to you about, and you're just like, yo, I never knew you like that. So my mom is talking to me about monarch butterflies. She said, I always love butterflies. Mm. They're so beautiful. And just telling me, she said, they come from Canada. They migrate. They're like the only animal. I'm like, Mom, who knew you like butterflies? You never talked about this before. I'm like, so let's go to the botanical gardens when the butterflies get released. You know what I'm saying? It's like all these things. I think our parents pour so much into us, and they're trying to help us get to where we need to be, that we don't take time to like really learn our parents. I don't know, maybe you have or you have, but I haven't done that. So like the one, like you said, take a negative to a positive, like I'm getting to understand my mother on a deeper level than just our family normal stuff. You know what I'm saying? This is what drives you. This is what motivates you. This is how you're so, because like, you know, it's been complications with her surgery, different things. But she's been so positive, so upbeat, and she's just like, I've been through worse. I've been through this. Mm-hmm. I've been through that. So it's like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do whatever it takes to bounce back.
But this ain't nothing for her.
Yeah, this ain't nothing. Yeah. So, but she's so strong. It made me strong. I'm weak as hell. I'm like, mama, no. You know what I'm saying? But she's like, I'm good. I'm just like, damn, how can you be this strong? You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, well, if I can just be half as strong as you, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Half as strong.
Definitely.
All right, guys. Take a break.
That's a halfway, right?
Yeah.
That's a halfway? Okay.
Hey, James, I don't know about you, but every time I try out a product that maybe I haven't tried out before, or a new product on the shelf, I'm always super eager to tell my friends about it because I want them to experience what I did.
Yeah, because you got a big mouth. You need to shut up.
Yeah. Sometimes that's true.
So why not do it easier? Put your stuff on the podcast. You want to advertise it. Guys, it's $250 to be featured at the top of our show, or $150 to be in the middle of the show, or $50 to be put in at our discretion. Basically, best on the floor of the show. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why not do it that way, Chad?
Yeah, and you know what? I like sometimes you see a show and they got some really cool stuff, like a mug or a hat or a whatever it may be on their table.
True.
We could do that too.
We definitely can do your product placement here, guys. So if you're interested, make sure you hit us up at
tfafpod@gmail.com.
Yes, y'all. That's tfafpod@gmail.com, y'all. We would love to have your products on here. Hit us up. Let's get you going.
Yeah.
Peace. So you're saying that like when you're running, you basically don't fear, or you're fearless, meaning you're not as fearful because you feel that your energy, what you're putting out, how you vibing.
I'm an alchemist.
Yeah, you're vibing. You're going so good that you're like, okay.
And even if I feel him coming with that bad energy, I feel like I can just change it.
Mm. Change it, yeah.
Alchemy. That's a true skill. That's powerful. That's a real thing.
That's powerful.
I was just posting something about
it. So we have a segment, one of our favorite segments, where we like to...
It's definitely one of my favorite segments.
Snag some pics off your Instagram.
Yeah, and
have you... you know, explain the situation.
Okay. Now, I'm a little confused about this one. Can you explain this
pick? So I gotta first tell you why I picked this real quick.
So glad.
So I'm gonna tell you why I picked this. Because I recently, for the first time, from beginning to end, finished the Matrix trilogy.
Okay. Right?
And the Truman Show is by far one of my favorite.
One of the greatest. Yeah. I mean, that should be everybody's.
And
one
it
of
was,
their
and
favorites.
It was also like probably the best movie. That tell like the what's the not the foreshadow
it's kind for, of transition.
Foretelling it's like a foretelling of what our society is gonna turn is
it, that's what has I think become it is. That's what I think it is. So that's an easy explanation. I feel like I'm the one sometimes. Mm. And whether that means I'm the one as in Truman, where the whole show is about me and everybody's in on it but me, and I don't know about it, or I'm Neo and I'm the one that has to fix the world. So everyone else doesn't know, but I do.
Yeah.
But either way, I feel like I'm the one and I don't know which one it is. Mm. Like, am I the fool or am I the savior?
Wow.
That's deep, bro.
That's deep. That's deep right there. I'm speechless. And I'm never speechless.
You right. All right. Unrelated to how you described, but to the post, which did you like more? Which movie?
Which movie did I like more? The Truman Show.
Okay.
It also came out first, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did it?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But either way, I liked the acting in The Truman Show and Jim Carrey.
It's great.
It's great.
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 Not that The Matrix isn't great, but.
Right.
All right. Explain that pick. Is this the afro you're talking about?
That is. That's the Jufro. Okay. So I'm glad you picked that one, too. That was the recent Northern Ohio Marathon, where the weather was absolutely miserable.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I PR'd by like 10 minutes in that one while getting hit by a car.
Oh, wow. My God.
I slipped in a puddle and some guy cut me off at the school. So it was like right at the finish line. And he ran over my foot. I still have a scar on my shin right there from where I hit the wheel well. And I PR'd in that race.
Wow.
But I was telling my buddy Chris, 2Run6 on Instagram, shout out to Chris, who Boston qualified well before I ever had. I was telling him before the race, don't let the weather bother you. And I gave him this big speech about that. And so during the race, I was having my own mental battle. I'm like, well, I told him
not to let the weather bother him. Right, so you got to kick it.
Quit right, because they were going to let you finish at the half marathon because it was a loop. And they were going to let you finish at the half even if you signed up for the marathon. And I was thinking about that the whole time because the weather was so miserable. Oh,
that's jacked. Mm, why would even
get that in your mind?
Why would you that option?
And that was in my head, and the weather was miserable. Yeah. It was terrible. It snowed, it hailed, it was windy. But I told Chris, like, man, don't let it bother you. And so that was in my head the whole time. Just, you told Chris that, so you can't let it bother you.
So, and the shirt, too.
Oh, yeah, Rake. Yeah. Rake, that Let's Make America Fun Again. That's a Rake Random Acts of Kindness Everywhere shirt. Yeah. It's just about bringing kindness and happiness to everybody.
Right, right. Because I think a lot of people have taken on that Make America Great thing and, like, trying to flip it. Like, Make America Great, like, okay, if you're going to make America great, let's start with people.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Let's start with people. Let's start with
some fun.
Yeah, let's have some fun. Let's love on each other. Man, your energy has to be good, man. You got to give out good vibes, man. And
definitely.
And it doesn't matter color, skin, gender, whatever.
That's why I throw on the wig and stuff when I'm racing. Just bring out that fun, because everybody either wants to beat me or wants to see me do well. Either way, though, they're putting out some energy towards me. And when I beat them, then they're the happiest people. Man, this guy, he's great.
He's great. That's good energy, bro. What's this?
Oh, that was when I finished my Across Ohio run. So I started in Menor Headlands and ran the Buckeye Trail down and across the Ohio River into West Virginia. I ran, let's see, that was...
I don't even like driving that.
Yeah, that's a terrible drive.
That's a terrible drive.
It was 310 miles in 14 days. I ran 8 total marathons, 7 of them in a row. And that was before getting lost on the Buckeye Trail in the 100 degree. That was when we had those 100 degree days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell me how you get lost in the woods and you can't find shade.
Like, how about how to get lost in the woods near West Virginia and make it out?
Yeah, how you get out of here? You know what I'm saying? All I think is Blair Witch. I'm thinking a Blair Witch is going to come get you and cut your head off because you're lost in the woods.
It's kind of funny you say that, because where I was lost, I literally felt like they cut the woods out from around me, and I was just in a spot of nowhere, and I could not find the trail back. I couldn't figure out which way I came from. I couldn't figure out which way I was going. It was miserable. And so that's what killed the marathon streak. I kept running and finished the run, but I didn't get a marathon every day after that.
That's probably one of those Truman moments, okay? You got to the end, and you were like,
they kept turning everything around.
They kept trying to mess with you, bro. That sounds
like they wouldn't let me leave.
They didn't change the weather.
They didn't change the weather. Rain. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't supposed to be 100 degrees. They made it.
It was probably like 80.
80.
Just a mile north of that.
Yeah,
Yeah, bro, I think that's a Truman. Ooh-wee. Truman stuff. You know, so you got to the end, you know, he got to the end and he was like on that water and that boat, you're like, hey, what,
right,
what's going on? Like, that's what happened.
Found them stairs.
Found them
stairs. I couldn't find the stairs though. I turned back and went back the way I came, had my ride pick me up, and we went out to the next day.
That point in the movie, the first time I saw it, mind blown.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Especially if you've never seen it before. No, it's...
Listen.
Moment of silence.
Yeah, it's all good. No, it's all good. I'm just expecting a phone call, guys. My mom's in surgery, so if I had to leave out here, you know what time it is. It's all good.
Yep, prayers, bro. Still.
Yeah, yeah.
Dang. So we got what? One or two?
One more picture. Yeah, first of all, you running through Ohio to West Virginia is nuts. Like Chad said, I don't even want to drive, drive. Then, what's this pic?
Oh, so that is me and my dad playing some disc golf with my Husky Luna. And back in 2017, I discovered this sport called disc golf. And my dad used to love throwing the frisbees, and he said he would play. And so for his birthday that year, I got him a set of disc golf discs. And I couldn't let him play by himself, so I had to get myself some. And I fell in love with the sport. For a runner, disc golf is like the best after run. It loosens up your hip.
Okay.
It's family friendly. You can bring your whole family to play.
Yeah.
We go, even when there's snow on the ground, as you can see in the picture, we like to play at all times.
Is your dad 17? Like, why does he look so young? How old is your dad, bro?
I believe my dad is 65.
He's 65? He looks great, man.
I believe so. I think he would love to hear that.
You got the jeans on, got the hoodie with the jersey look.
You should see him when he goes to work. He full-on suit with the Chuck Taylor.
Chuck Taylor's, oh, everybody, man. I saw it. I can tell he had the swag. I see it.
The ponytail rocket, 13 earrings. He's got 7 on one side and 6 on the other. Got the cross. My dad is fly.
So I can believe that. Yeah. Everybody loves his style. I see it, man. I peeked. So a Husky, I don't know if you ever noticed, bro. I have a big bite on the back of my leg. I got bit by a damn Husky. I got bit
by a Husky. She is the most friendly thing. She had a dog coming up barking and everything right in her face. She just looked at her like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And walked away. But she's a puppy. So we got her right after my run across Ohio. I'm pretty sure my parents got her for us as a gift for the run. And so she's not even a year old yet.
Sweet.
Yeah. She weighs about 70 pounds and she's 9 months old.
So, I'm trying to wrap my mind around this running, bro. So,
let me just throw one more number
at you. Yeah, go ahead, please.
So, 399 weeks in a row. That's what I'm done. We're starting 400 right now. But
say that one more time.
399.
This is your 400th week of consecutive everyday running.
Every single day. Haven't missed a single day. And so, on Sunday, that'll complete the 400th week. But just in 399 weeks, I've run 19,490 miles. And that's average of 48.8 a week and 7 a day.
So what kind of recovery?
Do you do for recovery?
Yeah, because we talked before, and I don't know if you were pulling my leg, but you were talking about Mountain Dew and Taco Bell, and that's when I thought we had a bond. because
you're fast food.
Right.
I assume this water was for me. Was this for me?
Yeah. Sure.
It probably would never get drank. Even this small little bottle, I probably have had this amount of water in maybe a month.
Stop.
No. Mountain Dew and Taco Bell are my go-tos. Pizza, burgers are my favorite food, but I am the most unhealthy person. That's why I'm so happy I went to Anna and the Raw before I got here. Probably the only healthy thing that I do. But no. We can be buddies in that because I like to tell people I run a lot, but don't emulate me because I am not the best one, like,
nutrition-wise,
any of bro. That. Yeah.
Like, what color is your piss, bro? You don't got to answer that.
No, I'm not that color.
Oh my gosh.
Clear yellow.
Hey, that's good.
It's funny.
Mountain Dew color, except a little more clear.
Okay. Shit. He's like, it tastes a little different.
Neon green peak, bro. I'm giving it to you. You know what I'm saying? Do you take any other supplements or anything?
Cannabis.
Okay. Now, do you feel like a lot of NFL players fought for cannabis over opioids. 100%. You know what I'm saying? For pain
100%.
Relief.
So it's an anti-inflammatory on its own.
Yeah.
And then you just, your whole body relaxes.
Mm.
And I mean, some people are different, so they might not like it, but if they're pushing for it, let them take that over opioids all day. I just saw a movie, Cherry, about a war veteran who Tom got Holland. Addicted to opioids and then started doing heroin.
Yeah,
and it just starts them on a bad path.
And it seems like people who get so, but I think weed gets a bad rap from
terrible
people.
Rap. And for, let me, people. I don't mean to stop you, but
you're good.
Calling it weed is one of the reasons it gets a bad rep, because weed is derogatory and it's actually something that you like pull out of your garden. And
versus
you
saying
want.
Cannabis or marijuana,
Daga, Kaya. Those are like the Rasta words for it.
Okay,
the Jamaican words for it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think marijuana, it gets a bad rap too from some of the people who are on marijuana who are bums anyway.
They might do something else too though.
But they're bums sure, anyway. Probably. And then you see them, you associate them with, oh, they're a bum because they smoke.
Yeah, all you do is smoke weed all day.
Well, but they're probably messed up anyway. It's not the marijuana that's making them act like
exactly.
that. They're already just lazy, good for nothing people.
And so I smoke because I stopped taking any of my prescription medications way back in the day. Part of my dark road was taking prescription medications, doctors not listening to me, and I actually attempted suicide 3 times before I stopped taking the prescription meds. And after that 3rd time, I was done with it.
Okay.
And then that's when I started smoking religiously for me, for my health. And it's because I'm already crazy. I think part of the reason it helps me so much is because of my already crazy side.
I can't smoke marijuana. Let me tell you, I don't
what
like
about
to smoke.
Edibles?
I love edibles.
There it is.
I can do an edible.
Yeah.
Like, give me a gummy bear.
I wish I would have got into that before smoking, because smoking is probably not so great for my teeth. I've But and Mountain Dew probably.
But I think like edibles is cool. But I think smoking for me, like, see, I did it in reverse. I had an edible, then I smoked, and I was like, oh, I much rather do an edible. The high is longer, it's stronger. Yep. I feel good, like I'm in a better mood.
I'll take that edible and then still want to smoke. There's something of the oral fixation, because I have so much on my mind, and like I feel like I got 13 voices screaming at me at one time that I just need to quiet it. And if I'm not talking, I got to be doing something with my mouth. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm going to be screaming at people, and I don't want to be screaming at people.
Yeah. So are you pre and post run?
I would be pre, post, and during the whole thing if I could. I mean, you'd never see me without a blunt if that's the way I could have it.
I'm glad you talked about this, because I won't spend a lot of time on this, but I've been approached about, you know, smoking cigars and cycling.
Yeah.
And I was talking to someone recently about this who was saying, well, it's no different, or it shouldn't be any different than competing in some kind of sport or athletic event, and then going for a beer afterwards or for a burger.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or working out and going to eat some trash.
Michael Jordan and LeBron James smoke cigars.
Yes.
The best
basketball player. You used to see them have beers at halftime.
It has some. Yeah.
At halftime.
Yeah.
I mean,
good old days.
Baseball
90s.
Players in the dugouts.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, back
doing all the stuff that they were doing.
What?
We just are more seeing it because the social media cameras stuff, on them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, there's a stigma on things. You know, you got to be pushed in a certain direction. Everyone's got to be politically correct all the time. It shouldn't have to be like that.
Plus, it's easy to attack something you don't know diddly-squat about.
Yeah. Exactly.
And like you said, because of the stigma, because of how it's portrayed or who uses it or you know.
And you know nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's really why I brought him on the show.
Because you want to get high after?
No, bro.
Oh.
You saw how I feel when you brought up edibles.
You want to go?
I was like, hello.
Smoke a little bit.
No, I tried a few times. And it's not my dig.
No.
But I can, though.
But I think it's because I'm so used to smoking cigars, and it's very different, even how you
draw. I don't know how to inhale with marijuana.
I wouldn't know how to hit a cigar. I've never smoked tobacco.
So I think smoking a cigar would be more detrimental to you than me trying to smoke a blunt.
Yeah.
Because you might naturally try to inhale. Yeah, yeah. And then,
I 100% would try and inhale.
And that's not what you do.
No.
Because I brought one of my friends to the cigar shop back when we used to go to Ohio City all the time.
Yeah.
Took him to Ohio City. He's marijuana smoker. So he tried to hit, and he, next thing he was coughing like crazy because he inhaled and he was just coughing. He couldn't. He got sick. He got sick because he tried to. But you know, we don't inhale. We don't inhale. We just
silly rabbit.
Yeah.
So you pull the present. I didn't inhale.
Yeah.
You
pull. Exactly.
Yeah. Draw it in. Blow it out.
Exactly.
We'll definitely put a president. Man, but we got to get back to Red, White, and Brew. That was a great time.
Yeah, man. That's out your way. Kind of, sort of. Manner.
No, I run there and back every day. Okay. No problem. That's my stomping grounds.
Yeah, Red, Wine, and Brew. Maybe the coolest spot I've been to in Northeast Ohio as far as like cigar,
wine, drink.
You know,
was in there having a great time.
Oh man,
where in Manor?
It's on Johnny Cakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on Johnny Cakes.
That's not a
Johnny
farm.
Cake Ridge, right? Maybe. Johnny Cake Ridge Road. It's a Johnny Cake. It's
Jimmy Crack
Ridge
Corn.
Johnny Cake Ridge Road. Yeah, it's something.
That's weird, right. Bro. That's right in my normal 10K route. So that's what I run every day. Like I probably run past there. Was it Red, Wine, and Blue?
Red, Wine, and Brew.
Is it like a brick building with that in red, white, and blue?
It's a fairly big spot.
I'm pretty sure I run past it all the time. I'm going to have to check that out.
If it wasn't for the fact, the first time I went out there, I very much underestimated
the drive.
I thought 30 minutes.
I came from about 10 minutes farther east from there. That's where I was coming from. And so that's when I'm running, when I run out here.
Oh, no.
And so when I run to Edgewater, it's even farther. It's a 4-hour run.
Do you get a runner's high?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah. So runner's high on top of a high, can't beat that.
You wake up in the morning like, damn, I cannot wait to this. I can't wait to hit it.
Oh, to hit the blunt?
Hit the pavement, whatever.
Well, I hate running, so I can't wait to hit the blunt. The blunt makes me want to run because it makes me think about the people that I'm going to motivate. Without that blunt, I probably don't run. I said, a lot of people don't realize I do not like running. And so you were a football guy.
That's a quote.
I actually played football, and I would have been a football person had it not been for an injury. I was a quarterback.
Okay, sweet.
Tackled at a practice, and my legs went up over my shoulders, and a guy late hit jumped on me, and my spinal cord wrapped around it. I was paralyzed for 2 weeks. They thought I might never run again.
Walk again. Yeah, walk.
And so I actually went back to football after that. The very first game, guy grabs my face mask and yanks it all the way around. I quit right then and there.
Yeah.
And then I didn't want to not do anything during that season, and I wanted to stay in shape for baseball, so I picked up cross country. Never lost a meet. I didn't even know I was good at running. Never lost a meet in cross country or track.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane, bro.
Oh yeah, I was a beast back in the day. I might have peaked back in 13 when I was in the world, playing for the U.S. baseball team. But that was a high peak.
So that's the thing. Like me, I was a late bloomer. I was a very late bloomer. I didn't come into my own athletically until my senior year in college.
Oh, see, I was athletic, but I was never a big guy. So I was fast and quick and can move, but I was never
I was athletic, then I got big, then I wasn't athletic, then by my senior year, it all came together. I was big and athletic at the same time.
I had to figure out how to work it.
So it all came together, you know, but it's interesting, man. But bro, thanks so much for coming on the show, man. You got me inspired, you know what I'm saying? I'm motivated. I might even get a couple.
Run with the winners Miles every Saturday.
Hey, this Saturday, matter of fact, is a special run.
The brew one?
Yeah, at 11 a.m.
11 a.m., okay. Okay.
Oh, is it at
Hey,
11?
Guys, make sure you like, subscribe, check us out, support your boy Lil Nasty. We're going to put a link below so you guys can support.
Yeah.
Show them some love through PayPal, man. We're going to sponsor some stuff, give them some t-shirts or something. We got to make this
US
happen.
U.S. Route 20, coast to coast, 3,365 miles, starting June 20th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bonkers, bro.
That's crazy, man. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you guys.
That's number five.
Number five. Keep it up.
Let's go.